Hello.
Hello, my name is Renee, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I called there by mistake, and I have called in the October the 6th, and they were to give me credit for that on my credit card, and they didn't give me credit this I called in October. And when I got my credit card, y'all had to give me credit. It was misleading something they had on the computer. I thought it was Walmart, and I responded to it. But I called, and the woman told me they would take that off of my charge account. So will you please look that up and make sure it comes off of my charge account next month?
Okay,
Sandra
ma'am,
Daughtry.
what is your zip code, ma'am?
Sandra Daughtry is my name, 1960 Roanoke Road, Clinton, North Carolina, 28328. And it was something I made a mistake and clicked on that computer, but it was misleading. It said if you click on it, you get, I thought it said it pay the shipping and you get this through the mail. And I clicked on it and that was misinforming, and I do not want. When I called the other time, they said they put my name in a drawing. Well, I don't want my name in a drawing. I was misinformed. Can you please check on that? It was the 10th, the 6th of October, I
Okay,
think.
ma'am. And what was your zip code one more time?
28328. I'm in Clinton, North Carolina.
And what is your zip code one more time? I mean, not your zip code. What is your name one more time?
Sandra, Sandra, Sandra Daughtry, Daughtry.
And you said this was back in September?
October, I think the 1st of October, I believe is when it was. It was September or October 1. It come on my bill. It might have been September. The first bill I got that it was on was October, and then I got one Friday, and I called the bank, and the bank gave me you all's number. But I called and somebody there told me they were going to take it off, and it did not come off this month. So that's why I'm calling again, sir.
All right, ma'am, give me one second. I'm about to find out for you right now. You say
Thank
Roanoke Road
you.
in Clinton, Virginia?
What?
What was your address one more time for me, just to make sure I have the right one?
1960. Roanoke Road, Clinton, North Carolina.
All right, ma'am, I got you. Give me one second while your account is being loaded.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. I've only heard that last name one time.
Daughtry.
Yeah, I heard that there was a singer named Daughtry. His name is Chris Daughtry. He didn't win, he was on American Idol. Really good.
Yeah, I remember that. I was no kin to him.
So I see that it was the on the 10th of on the 10th of the not the, on October 6th, you had a charge that was $56.95.
Yeah, I want that took off of my charge.
Yes, ma'am. It was taken off. It was fully refunded that I see. And it was fully refunded. It was refunded on the 17th. So if you look on your account, if you look on your banking statement, it won't be on your
It
banking statement.
was on there this time that it was charged, but I called the bank Monday morning. Maybe they got it wrong. I called the bank,
Yeah.
okay?
So yeah, if you call the bank, what they're gonna tell you, so you were looking at your bank statements, correct?
my credit card.
Your credit card.
Credit card.
You were looking at your credit card
it
statements,
was
right?
It was still on there for me to pay, and I'm not going to pay it because I was misinformed, and I'm 83 years old, and I love my computer, and I thought it looked like I was going to get, it was either an ice maker or a mixer. I did both of them, and one of them they took off, but the other one they didn't take off. And is yours the one you think they took off?
So you said you had two charges?
Well, they won't vote from the same place.
Okay.
Give me the number.
I do see that, actually. You had, okay, no, I see that you was charged twice. I do see that, and only one of them was fully refunded.
Well, one of them, I want both of them refunded, sir.
I got you, ma'am. Give me one second.
Please.
I'm having to do a little bit extra work, but I got you. Just hold on the line.
Okay, so I'm not going to pay that on that charge card.
No. Not at all. Not at all, ma'am. Not at all. Give me one second. I wonder why that happened. Okay, I see what happened. You entered in two different sweepstakes, and that's the reason why you got charged twice on that same day.
And I really misunderstood it, sir. I thought that it said it for $7.99 if you would click on there, all you'd have to pay was the shipping $7.99. But I should have known you didn't get something for nothing. Anyway, then both of them come out on my bank statement. Well, one of them's been took off, but the other one has not.
Yes, ma'am. I see what you're talking about. So what that was one of them was for an ice maker, and the other one was for a kitchen, which like a kitchen set, a kitchen palette. So that's what that was.
A mixer.
Yes. And that's why you had two different charges, because they're two different things. That's why I was like that.
Okay, well, I want them both took off.
I got
you.
I got you, ma'am. Give me one second.
Now, I pay my credit card as soon as it comes, so I'm going to subtract that and not pay that.
Yes, ma'am. It'll still show up on your bill as a purchase, but you wouldn't have to pay it because it'll come back onto your account in 3 to 5 business days. But give me one second while I continue to work on the return.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. I went ahead and submitted that refund. You will see that refund come back to you within 3 to 5 business days. Would you like that?
Thank you. When I called in October, they were the first number I called, they were real nice, and they said they'd take it off. The other number, we had a few words, and then they said they'd take it off. But then when I got my statement this month, one of them was took off and one of them was still on there. So I don't want either one of them, you know. Whatever my name went in, you take my name out of that, and I'll try to be more careful the next time.
Yes, ma'am, because with that, what it is it's in the terms and conditions to let you know what you're getting into. So it's been canceled already that I've seen, just to make sure that it is. I went ahead and went to go cancel that for you. Give me one second. I can give you a cancellation number.
Okay. Okay.
Give me one second. All right, ma'am. So now that it has been canceled, I've made sure that it was canceled so you wouldn't get charged for that anymore. Make sure just in case, because I seen that the other one has been canceled. Yes, I canceled that one. You ready for that cancellation number?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, that cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
261.
Yeah.
9 5 8.
Okay. 311. Okay, thank you so much.
No problem, ma'am, and thank you again for calling customer support.
And I'll be more careful the next time. I really didn't understand that. It was misinforming, tell you the truth, the way it was on my computer.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Usually the way it is, it's put to you as a ad, so it looks like you did win and you getting it for that.
Yeah, that's what
read.
I thought. I
so,
just paid the shipping and I'd get that.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I really wanted that ice maker. I didn't need the blend. I didn't need the mixer. I already had one, but I said, well, that's a good deal. But
yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Sorry, sir, to cause all that trouble, but I'm
no,
very
ma'am.
Sorry.
You are okay, ma'am.
Thank you.
No problem. Just make sure you read the terms and conditions and stuff before you order anything.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. Thank you again for calling customer support. You have a good day.